President Trump is still tweeting about NFL players kneeling before the national anthem. This morning, the president wrote, "Ratings for NFL football are way down except before game starts when people tune in to see whether or not our country will be disrespected!" Exclamation point, end quote. Now, this comes after a game last night between the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys. Players locked arms and kneeled before the anthem played. Phil Latzman from member station KJZZ in Phoenix was with fans watching that game, and he discovered most of them were in lockstep with the president.
A noisy sports bar in suburban Phoenix suddenly falls silent as all eyes and ears are focused on the national anthem as it plays on TVs in the background. Among those watching intently is Mike Giaconis, who leads a gathering of the St. Patrick Men's Club watching the Monday night game. The Vietnam-era veteran feels Trump's remarks were justified.
These guys are making a lot of money and everything, and we got people overseas with their servicemen and everything today. They're losing their lives so these guys can play and make $11 million a year or whatever it is.
And most in the church club agree with Mike, believing that the president has every right to intercede, including Bill St. James and Gene Bailey.
He's not political, and he has the freedom of speech like we all do. So I applaud him for it.
He's our president. He represents the people. And I think for something as critical as honoring our country, he should speak out.
But not everyone sees it that way. John Cronin says it's just not the president's place, especially in light of recent events.
I think that he's got a lot of other things he should be focusing on. Puerto Rico, it's a United States territory, and they're begging for somebody to help them. And he's focusing on trying to get people fired from football.
But that was not the consensus. Mike Giaconis' wife Mary says she plans to heed the president's call to boycott the NFL games after this one.
Everybody except the Cardinals game tonight, because my husband made me come, but other than that, we've cut out football for the year. We have DirecTV, we watch everything. We're done with them until they smarten up.
But when I ask Mike if he agrees with his wife about boycotting the NFL, he hesitates.
We're thinking about it.
He wouldn't do that.
Then she'll do it.
For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Scottsdale, Arizona.